This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. You probably figured that because Jay's voice doesn't sound like mine. She sounds like Jay Kirshner. Right, Jay? You don't want to sound like me, and I don't want to sound like you.
Yeah, huh? You know.
Cutie pie. No, wait a minute. That's Jennifer. She's not supposed to sound like me either. What's the story?
I don't think I do. Do I? A little?
No.
Some days.
Nah.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Jen and I sound alike. Yeah.
We do, really?
Now that, I think, is true. Yes.
Huh. I think there's a different tone and timbre to your voice. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are lots of people who are listening to this program who come from different places. You know, there's a... I was looking at over the weekend at what they call an audience composition report. Does that sound like you're back in the third grade?
Was it written in crayon?
No.
Loose leaf?
Yeah, well, loose leaf binders. Oh, yeah. Did you like those? Did you have loose leaf binders?
I still love school supplies. They're mm-hmm. so yeah. exciting. I love to smell them.
Binder?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you use them in the business? You and your father have the CRN digital talk, CRN in Los Angeles. So how do you use them? You run the place pretty much.
I don't get to use, like, traditional school. Like, I remember, and this is something for, like, 80s and 90s kids, like, the Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
Which was, like, this binder that had Velcro, and it would open, and it had, like, a notebook and folders. Like, I don't get to use, like, those kind of school supplies so much, but cracking open a new box of pens or pencils or new Post-it notes, that's always very exciting.
As school's getting started, we can ID.
Even when I see the ads for school starting again, just walking down the aisles in a Walmart or something, you know, just looking at all the school supplies, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Florida. We've been talking. If you want to catch the goodday show.com, we have that. We have a loop that we play back the show all day, every day, whole program. You can listen to it anytime you want at gooddayshow.com, so you can hear a previous conversation about what's going on in Florida. There was a vigil because of the killings at the dollar store, and DeSantis was loudly booed as he addressed this group, the governor. Now, whether these were mostly black people, I don't know. It seems that's one of our divides. White people and white supremacists support guys like DeSantis. Is that too much of a generalization?
Yes.
Or is that? It is.
I
okay.
I think so. I think it's just as racist.
So then why do the racist white people support DeSantis and Republicans?
I think we need to start talking about people who are doing right and wrong. I mean, there was that girl.
There was the
girl who walked in, the transgender person, right, that walked into that school. We've never heard a peep about her manifesto and what she was doing there. But yet
did she kill anybody?
The school?
Yes.
I've forgotten that one. Where is that?
That's in Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we don't hear about that motivation. And then we hear about the person who, the white guy who targets black people in a supermarket. Well, we hear about that one, but we don't hear about the black person that targets.
What
I want to do is talk about what is right and wrong. And what's wrong is to walk into anything for any reason and shoot people down. But we constantly say, well, it's okay because that victim was really stressed in some situations, and other ones we say, well, it's white supremacist. I mean,
who says it's okay because the person is stressed? Where did that come
from? We hide the reasoning for people doing these crimes. I mean, I see it in L.A. all the time. We say that the criminals are not really the criminals because they are coming from systemic racism, or they're coming from a system that has...
Well, this guy obviously was a racist.
Life. No, I'm just saying, in general, I want us to just start striking down on what's right and wrong instead of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, it freaks me out. It's always wrong when someone walks in and opens fire on somebody. But yet, it's like we're playing sides for who we like in disgusting sides like this.
And making excuses, and there's just no excuse. You're totally right, Jen.
Yeah.
We are making a lot of, we're making a lot of excuses for these people. The fellow that was known as the BTK killer. His name is Dennis Rader, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's been named as the prime suspect in a couple of unsolved murders, in Oklahoma. And so, this guy, they went out to his property and they found a lot of things. This is what made him, you know, from people who've been missing since 1976. Mm. What makes somebody like this? And there wasn't a lot of, I'm trying to remember back to that time or two, as you're suggesting, Jennifer, lots of other circumstances. This guy's in jail now for a number of, 12 life sentences because he was convicted of killing some other people. So this guy's obviously a madman. Whenever I see something like this, all I can think of is how people thought that what was the name of the movie that Jodie Foster played?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. I mean, people thought that was extraordinarily entertaining. What the hell is entertaining about somebody chopping up a body and eating somebody's flesh?
Well, I thought the movie was good. Like, the way the movie is made, the content can be like, well, I'm not going to watch that, but I don't know.
But isn't that something that gives people ideas? Doesn't all this violence? I saw two movies over the weekend. One of them was the Liam Neeson movie that was quite violent, frankly, an interesting story. And then I went to see Golda, and it, like the contrast in stories. I mean, they were both interesting stories. The story about Golda is a real story, and it was well told, and certainly Helen Mirren did a great job all the way around. Here's a woman who's never smoked in her life. And she chain smoked through the whole movie. That's part of the subtext of the movie, if you haven't seen it or read any reviews. But, you know, anyway, I'm off the.
Well, just to get back to this story for a second, there is no doubt this guy is a racist jerk. But when the first thing that we bring into the conversation is Ron DeSantis, as much as I'm not a fan at this moment of Ron DeSantis, this has nothing to do with him. It's nothing to do with him. It has to do with the bad guy.
Well, but so we have the black people booing him. Right. But so why are black people tuned in, if you will, or why are they turning to, as the guy opens his mouth, because they don't like him because they think he's a racist, they boo him before he even really says anything.
You know, I was watching, and Jay, you'll appreciate this probably because you followed this probably closer than anybody else here, but the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp documentary that's on Netflix, I watched it this weekend. And it was interesting. I thought it was going to be more about their story, but it was actually about how the media covered the story. And at the very end, it was like, it was an okay documentary. It was all right. I can't say it was great. But at the very end, they said something so poignant, and that is that we get our news now based on people we like.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth anymore. There's just none. And it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to all of us. We get our news based on people that we like. And that is such an unfortunate thing because truth gets lost. Now, why these people were booing Ron DeSantis, maybe it's because he's pro-guns. Maybe it's because I don't know. He doesn't come across as the guy who's presented himself to be racist by any stretch. But here we are in a place where we should be focusing on the person who walked in with a gun and opened fire at a Dollar General, and instead we're having a conversation about Ron DeSantis. It's just so misplaced.
Well there you go.
It's like a vigil. It should be honoring the victims and those lives lost.
You got it.
Yeah. Now, is this because the national stage is set because the political temperature is as warm as it is and as difficult as lightning striking on both sides, the Republican side, the Democratic side? I saw something over the weekend about an argument between Justices Alito and Kagan. Last summer, apparently, they clashed about decisions that were made, and now this summer, they're both out sort of on the road, if you will, as to the ethics of what's going on with people in the Supreme Court, like Alioto, Alito, and Clarence Thomas, the way that, especially Clarence Thomas, has been, what other word can I use for it, bribed by people who are giving him all kinds of gifts, and apparently Alito has got some of these too, and so the other side is taking a dim view of it, as we all should take a dim view of it. Frankly, Jennifer and I have had this conversation any number of times. I think that Clarence Thomas is a disgrace, and I've always thought he was since the very beginning. And now, am I a racist because he's black and I'm saying
that's
that?
Next thing, right? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't feel that way about Clarence Thomas.
No,
but
no,
I do think that
it's
we need to have stipulations that both Congress, people, anybody, it seems like, in power now, uses their position to try to figure out how they can get some free
stuff. Yeah, for themselves.
So,
yes.
And this is everybody. Whether you're a Supreme Court justice or a member of Congress, it's like they come in, you know, nice, simple, humble people. I mean, maybe not Supreme Court, because they're getting judged. They're already judges, usually.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, these members of Congress come from, like, owning a car dealership, and then all of a sudden they've got, or working at a car dealership, and then they have, you know, billions of dollars. So
yeah.
You have to follow the money
trains
on all
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. All right, before we leave the violence pew here, a college student was shot in South Carolina after he went into the wrong house. Here we go again. This is the same street where he lived, and he was mistaken for a burglar, so he was shot. Is that stand your, what is that, what's that law?
Stand
your ground. Do they have that in South Carolina? Is that something that is part of the, this guy's a sophomore coming back to school, and he was shot.
This is a tough one. If someone's breaking into my house in the middle of the night, I don't know.
Well,
if
they
I'm
weren't
sitting
around
wasn't
exactly
he,
breaking
yeah, he,
in.
Yeah, he entered. Yeah, he just entered the wrong house. But what if it, with this whole shoot first, ask questions later, or even people just being as scared as they are that there is somebody there to do wrong? What if it was a family member or a loved one who came over and they, maybe you have an open door policy and you weren't thinking?
That's the thing. It's scary, and we're all scared right now.
Have you ever entered the wrong home or apartment unit, or even just the wrong car? Like you think you're getting into a friend's car or your Uber, or even just your car, and you weren't even paying attention?
There's no tolerance, and is that because we've had too many of these episodes, or is it because we're being whipped into?
But is it common to enter the wrong house?
I have entered the wrong thing numerous
times. You have?
I'm that person.
Okay.
I'm not, but I still understand what the concern is for sure. All right, must listen conversation. Good day. Time is 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Happy Born Day to the Mustang GTD. Ford's Omar O'Day tells us about this street-legal beast.
This is honestly a Mustang unlike any other we've ever done. I mean, the engine, 5.2-liter, supercharged. We're targeting over 800 horsepower. It's got a dry sump lubrication system so that it can handle high-speed track durability. And I think that's one of the premises of this product is we want to go to the ring and set a sub-7-minute ring time, something that is, you know, only achievable by the highest performance supercars, but we're going to go do it in a Mustang.
Ford reduced the weight of the car by using a lot of carbon fiber body panels. It also has a racing-inspired vented hood and fenders. The trunk is gone, and it's replaced with a semi-active suspension. If you want to take it home, it's going to set you back about $300,000. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't want to slur my words. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Enunciate your words, please, so that you can come across as someone who has credibility when you're always talking about. You know, I had this conversation with my son. This has nothing to do with social media, but I'm going to go off on a tangent for a second. Because he said something the other night. He's usually very good with his grammar because that was one of the things. He's a great writer and has I guess, established a stronghold on the King's English. So he said, Sophie, let's see, something Sophie and him or something, but it was a pronoun that was misplaced. So then we had the conversation about language.
Oh,
and
no.
Whatever, why is this socially acceptable and why is that not socially acceptable? And because he's great at throwing these things back in my face. He said, you realize that when we refer to the King's English, it goes back to the time when we were subservient to the King of England and we were
nice.
Supposed to use.
Nice one. 1 point.
Yeah. Leave it to him to come up to something with something like that. And of course, he has a smile. Well, you know Brendan. He has a smile on his face all the time. All right. Anyway, the Pope has warned us.
Is he Catholic?
I heard that he was. It's a rumor that he is. Has warned of the ills of social media. He says relationships have been reduced to algorithms, and all of the partisan propaganda that's a part of social media is bad.
You know, I don't usually agree with this Pope very much,
hatred.
But I agree with it.
He is wrong on this.
No, he's not. Divisiveness. So is this the kind of leadership, though, that you I've said many times about this Pope that I thought he was a great leader until he spoke nicely about Bernard Law at his funeral, and I lost kind of my starch for him. But coming back around to something that's practical, isn't somebody who's the leader of the church, there's an obligation, it would seem to me, that they take a look at things like this and have something to say about these things. Otherwise, what good is his leadership? You know, people pay less and less attention to the message of the church, even though the message is if they're, you know,
well, especially
if they're open-minded.
Like this, I don't really like him to get involved with political stuff so much.
No.
I think it just divides. But this is a cultural thing that I think so many of us are seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. This isn't political. It's just, it can be very dehumanizing. And these algorithms of telling you what you should see, whose accounts you should see more. Here's what we think you'll like rather than what you actually like. Oh, you follow these people? Well, you might like these accounts too, rather than giving you more information of the people that are actually in your life whom you also follow.
Yeah. Well, so he's got a solution. He's advocating for a culture of authentic encounter. Wow, what a great phrase.
Ooh, I like that.
Culture of authentic encounter.
Does that mean I have to leave the house, though?
Which means it involves a radical call to respect and to listen to one another, including those with whom we disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's there. Send that to the Republicans and Democrats, please.
But that's true, too. Like, whatever happened to agree to disagree or just hearing each other out? And then if you don't like what each other is saying, then just move on with the conversation. And how many relationships, not just romantic relationships, but relationships in general have been lost over politics or especially during the whole COVID thing, COVID vaccine or whatnot, where people are just like, oh, you feel this way, I feel this way. We can no longer even be in each other's lives. Just leave that topic
it's
off the table.
Gross. And if that's all your friendship is based on, is if you agree politically, what a sad friendship that was, you know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a friendship.
It was never even a friendship,
Frankly.
It makes me so mad because, as you know, I'm outnumbered where I live with my politics, and I've had so many people not want to be friends anymore because of it, and it makes me sad.
Speaking of being sad, we posted the story of Bob Barker's life on our website, gooddayshow.com, so you can comment there if you'd like to about him. It's 28 past.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged federal election case is expected to set a trial date today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial until 2026 due to the size of the paperwork. The Justice Department has pushed back on that, requesting and arguing it would deny the public its right for a speedy trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is pushing for a January 2024 start in what Trump and other lawmakers are calling election interference. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. During a training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Last year, in two separate crashes, 9 Marines died, also in Osprey aircraft. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. What's happening around the world? What's happening around your neighborhood? Maybe several items we discuss in this half hour will hit you right where it counts. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, you are listening to us go back and forth with our thoughts about the issues of the day, people that are a part of our world. And one wonders how you escape. I was thinking about this because we had this conversation a few minutes ago about the relative merits of the right and the left and DeSantis and booing him just because he's a white guy talking about something that happened that affected people in the so-called black community. But aren't we all a reflection? Think about how you think. How do you think? And what do you think about? Think about whether or not the quality of your life is best served by
the thinking that creates in you anxiety, stress, anger, any number of things, versus the behavior or thought patterns that result in you smiling, having a great time. I think when I think about my grandchildren, or even being with my children, or being with Jennifer and Jay, as far as that's concerned, most pleasant moments of my life are spent in this environment. Or maybe I'm just fortunate because I have three things that I'm doing in my life that I love and I'm enjoying a great deal. So I have much to be thankful for. But when it comes to you, why do you think the way you do? Are you a good thinker? Are you a positive thinker? And if you're not, why aren't you? What?
I'm an overthinker.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right. You are. You're an overthinker. I buy that. I think I am too. I'm not sure Jay is.
And Depends on the topic.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, so let's get Jennifer going. You ready, Jay?
Yes. You want to send me into some anxiety-ridden state?
Right, I do.
Go ahead. Grab the pop.
I'm looking at last week's, you know, sometimes we comment lightly on the stories from the Talkers Countdown, and our talk radio review are a reflection on this program of what's been in the top 10 story list. That we have at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. I think the Georgia election thing, there was nothing really that developed over the weekend. But number two on the list last week was the presidential race and who's running. So who do I see bristle over the weekend but Joe Biden and his advisors? Because your governor, the great Gavin Newsom, one of the real flowers
in
the Democratic
Party. Speaking of Barbie movies, he's the Ken doll of politics.
Yeah, he's the world's biggest, and I say this, I attribute lots of phoniness to a lot of politicians. This guy is the biggest fraud to inhabit the landscape of politics for decades. And how it is that
unfortunately, he's really good at it. And
oh, he's fabulous.
A scary
great salesman.
Because yeah, he can trick a lot of people, but the results are California right now, which is not great.
Yeah, well, when you look at how he and his advisors turned the whole rhetoric of Larry Elder thing around, so that unfortunately Larry, without planning, you know, he was trying to offer himself as an alternative in the recall for Gavin Newsom, and they turned around and used him and his politics there was never a focus on Gavin Newsom.
No.
It was they turned the attention to Larry Elder, and so you're right. He does this. Do I say this advisedly? There are a lot of people who have come along like Hitler who have a message like the Pied Piper. Maybe I'll use that better. The Pied Piper, and people follow the Pied Piper like they followed Saint Patrick. You know, Saint Patrick's Day, he was a you know, he got rid of all the snakes, supposedly. Well, Newsom is a snake. You can say a lot about Biden, Newsom makes my blood boil.
Yeah, that's just maybe personal distaste, but they're both a lot alike. They both use their positions of power to make income for themselves. I mean, one of the greatest scams going right now in California, and nobody talks about it. You really have to have, like, the four members of the conservative media that just look for these things. It used to be you didn't have to be conservative or liberal media. It was just the media that would actually be investigative. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's created these new things. His wife, who has an office in his office, okay, so she has an office in the governor's office. It's the first partner, I think is what they call her. And she's created these.
She's the first partner of California.
She's created a film company because she's an actress and a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So she created film curriculum that they're putting the heavy hand on the school systems to use, but the school systems actually have to pay them to use the film.
What a scam.
And so not only are they paying this private company from Jennifer Newsom, but the government is paying Jennifer Newsom to make the curriculum because it's government supported. So they're like double dipping from the government as they serve. Do you think anybody would say anything about that?
No.
No.
What a bunch of scam. So Biden's not happy that Newsom wants to debate DeSantis. So the two number twos, is DeSantis falling for this? Is he going to do a...
Remember when Gavin Newsom was on Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity said, hey, I want to host a debate between you and DeSantis, since obviously Newsom has made DeSantis his target for whatever reason. He thinks he's the threat. And so Newsom, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then he puts DeSantis on that hand, and he asks DeSantis. DeSantis says, okay, I'll do it. Well, apparently they can't agree on the terms, but they both have said they want to debate each other. So we'll see how that goes.
That's kind of like Zuckerberg wanting to get into a cage.
Yeah.
The cage match. They should do it together. That should be like a pay-per-view.
Oh, the attack team.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like one could be the opening match, one would be the main
event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fabulous. Hey. All right. Here's a big problem, Jennifer, and I'm looking to you to help us solve it. As much as I don't know about wine, I see that there's a big problem in France about the government says they're going to destroy enough wine to fill 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh, no.
It's going to cost
you. Jane, want to go to France? We can help them.
There's an economic reason that this is happening, apparently. Making wine is getting more expensive because of what's going on in the world. Bottom line.
Well, it's really
and people are drinking less.
Well, people are drinking more craft beer now, which is interesting. So you see this over time, and typically it's like in decade chunks where like wine was super popular. All of a sudden, everybody's making and drinking craft beer, and so the French government has allocated, I think, like 200 million euros to destroy the surplus wine because they want to support the people who are producing it. I'm sure at some point it'll switch back again. But it is interesting how this kind of flip-flops and people's tastes have changed and evolved. And
well, and what's that ingredient in most wines that some don't have it and it's supposed to cause a little bit more of a headache, that wine headache, that hangover a little bit? Do you know what I'm talking about? What is it?
Yeah, there's sulfites.
Sulfites, yes.
Yes.
Is it that people are more aware of that? That they can't drink as much wine or something? That's why they're going to beer?
No, it could just be a shift. That could be a piece of it. A lot of wineries are really getting the pressure to go organic. And I would say about, I don't know, maybe I'm over-guessing here, but at least the ones that I come into contact with, like in California, about half of them, I would say now, are fully organic. So I think people are realizing that that's an issue. A lot of people get stuffy noses or headaches or something based on what they're using to grow the grapes. But I don't know. Or maybe people's palates are just changing. I'm not a huge beer person myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it mostly it makes me feel full. And ugh, I don't know.
Make mine milk. Remember that old, there was an ad campaign, make mine milk, and then it'd be
matured into you. Know, maybe think it's evaded me. I always try to find the perfect cocktail for you. Maybe it's a White Russian.
Oh, yes.
You've been trying to do that for a long time. You get me, I remember the first time you gave me that peppermint thing. How many years ago was that? Like 20 years ago you gave me this thing? And
if you remember one of those bucket cocktails that you put in the freezer, like very little alcohol in it.
Yeah, and I think your father's the one who served it to me. I don't even think you did. I think he'd get it out
it
of his refrigerator in his
house. He would
house.
Never
was,
have something so cheese ball.
No, it was. That's right. The peppermint thing was at your house.
Yeah.
The other stuff, the worst, he's probably listening to us right now and smiling. The stuff, and I can see his refrigerator opening, and I can see him getting something out that he wants me to drink.
And then he went, oh, ho, ho.
Yeah. That's about right. All right, let's talk about this guy who ran the world. The emphasis on ran, past tense, ran the Women's World Cup. Name is Luis. Is it Rubiales? Is that how you pronounce his name? The Spanish soccer leader. World Cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So after the Spanish ladies won last week, he planted one on the lips of one of the players. And that apparently has gotten the world of soccer all in a tizzy.
Yeah.
Because apparently you're
just
not supposed to.
Consent.
Yeah.
And then didn't he, I feel like I saw another picture. I don't know if it was from the World Cup or a different situation, but he picked one of the players up and was carrying her over his shoulder.
Didn't see that. I just wondered.
So he's a predator, is what you're saying.
He's very friendly.
Hmm. Well, okay. So
people don't like it. No, yeah.
You just can't go
around kissing people.
No, guess that's it. We're done. All right, here's the latest heartbreaker. Video of this 5-year-old boy asking for help on a Ring doorbell after getting dropped off in the wrong neighborhood. This is all over the place. His mother apparently shared what happened. It starts with footage from a Ring camera. Boy, looking
as he opened the door, closed the storm door, asking for help. Would you help me find my mommy? He's crying.
And there were two of them. And they were so smart. One would go up and knock on it. They were alternate. One would go up and knock on a door while the other one stayed down on the sidewalk to keep watch to make sure that they weren't abducted or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then they would take turns.
See, that's always the worry.
And the problem was that nobody was home. And fortunately, because of a lot of these Ring doorbells, there was, I think, one person who was able to talk to the kid, like, hey, I'm coming home, I'm on my way home, but they didn't wait at that house. Mm-hmm. And the mom was able to figure out what street they were on, and with the help of all the other neighbors, some of them who were like, hey, yeah, no, they came to my house, too, I saw the Ring camera, they were able to locate these kids. And they were, I think they walked like nearly half a mile,
wow,
looking for somebody who was home to help them.
Where was the mother? How did they get? What
they were dropped off the school bus at the wrong location, and that's the other thing. Students are not supposed to be able to be let off the bus if the parent is not there.
Yeah,
and the bus driver doesn't. Yeah, and the bus driver. They even talked to the bus driver, and the bus driver didn't even remember where they dropped the kids off. It was other students on the bus who remembered seeing some kids get off.
Isn't that interesting? I don't remember that. When I took the bus to school, nobody was ever home. Or my house, or anybody else's house. Yeah, it is a different day. The owner, I don't know, what's OnlyFans? I only look at this because this guy's making $1 million a day.
It's a missed opportunity is what it is.
What is? What do you mean?
OnlyFans is the adult website, the adult content platform. You can
what
sell
does it mean?
Feet
X-rated
pictures.
Stuff?
Yeah, you can watch people paint their toenails. You
uh-huh.
Can watch them dance naked.
You pay money for that?
People
do.
Do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the guy's making $1 million a day on this.
What does he do?
He's the owner.
He's the owner.
He's the owner. I was still thinking he's painting his toenails
only
or something.
OnlyFans, no. Makes $1 million a day running. That's where I got my attention. OnlyFans. So where do I sign up for that? 48 past the hour.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Nets to the Nets. Let's see. How did I get into that? This is the money pit portion of the program. Tommy the K is here. I'll bet you don't have as many nuts listening to your program as I have listening to mine. How about that?
I don't know, man. Like I say, it takes one to know one. But
well, you and me. But no, wait a minute. You and I are friends. What's that say about you?
That's right.
Under the circumstances. All right. Tom is here from the Money Pit. We're going to answer a question or two from people who are listening and give you some direction on what can be a very helpful experience, both the Money Pit podcast, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tommy is here to serve. A lady named Mary, listening to us down the street from me, needs some help deterring squirrels from chewing on her deck. She says they've always been around, but over the last couple of months, they've started to chew at her deck. So what can we do to shoot them? What do we do? Capture them?
It's very simple, Doug. Mary needs to start training the squirrels.
That's right. Or her dog to chase the squirrels.
Well, I'm half kidding, but what you need to do is to deter them, and there are deterrents out there that can help. Now, of course, there's always been the gadgety deterrents, right? Like motion-activated sprinkler head sprays and flashy lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, noise too.
But what I've found with small animals is that repellents work and work well with one really important clarification, and that is that once you start a repellent sort of regimen, you have to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in my yard last winter, the deer who are not supposed to eat the type of arborvitae that we have called the green giant arborvitae decided it was a tasty snack anyway.
Oh, yum.
And they really started to damage it. So I started in the spring spraying all the bushes and the flowers and anything we wanted to keep with a repellent. Now, we used a product that's made by Bobbex, B-O-B-B-E-X, and they make one for squirrels as well and other small animals. But the idea here is that you need to spray it, and it's a repellent that has a, they tell me, I don't know, a taste of cayenne pepper and sort of like rotten.
Wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to taste test this stuff before you use it?
Doug, I will say this. The first time I sprayed this stuff, I did not wear a mask, and it was windy, and I regretted it.
Yeah.
Okay. Every other time, my spraying gear includes a mask and sunglasses to get out of my face.
Yeah.
But it works well, and the thing is, you have to do it, in my case, every 2 weeks. So I just remember every other weekend I spray the plants. So I think what will happen, Mary, is if you spray the deck railings where they like to chew, they're going to find that they no longer like your house, and they're going to go find somebody else's deck railing to chew.
So this is something organic, not poisonous, but it
correct.
It repels them. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
got
correct.
It.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. I got the one that's it's a concentrate, so I mix up a quarter of this with a gallon of water, with 2 gallons of water, and it works really great.
Spray it around.
Sprayer. But you can get it pre-mixed. You can get it with a sprayer, without a sprayer, whatever. But the idea here is that you put a repellent in and it trains them to stay away because they no longer like the taste of the deck wood.
I know some people who have used gasoline or diesel fuel to do
really
the same thing.
Idea.
Yeah, not a good idea, but it repels everything.
Nothing good will come of that.
No.
It's
all right, money
friendly and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, light a match around it. See you later. The Money Pit podcast, as we get to Labor Day, oh boo, end of summer projects. I'm going to give you enough rope to hang yourself because people don't want to admit that it's Labor Day and summer is gonzo. But go ahead. What are you looking at? How are you helping people with some of these end of summer? What's a typical end of summer project?
Well, one typical end of summer project would be to put away all of your summer toys. You know, the things that you've been using all summer, your pool toys, your little pools, all that sort of stuff. But find space for that. We do a lot of reorganization at the end of the summer because it's a seasonal shift, right? So you want to get stuff in the garage, and then you're going to be taking other stuff out of the garage. And so a lot of garage organization, which, by the way, you know, garage organization is super important because if you think about it, it's the only place in the house where you have toys and toxins side by side, right?
Ah.
I mean, you got pesticides and, you know, you got bicycles. So garage organization, important thing to tackle now. Taking a look at your roof, making sure you have no missing shingles from summer storms, taking a look at storm windows that have not been down for a while. Make sure that those have not cracked. Things like that. You know, asphalt driveways before we start getting the sun and before we start getting the snow and the salt. It's a good idea to repair, resurface, or reseal. You know, your driveways.
Yeah,
so those sorts of projects.
Yeah.
Weekend stuff.
Yeah. Right. Wow. My driveway is a little bigger than that. You know, I've taken T-base and fixed part of the driveway at the farm. And this summer it worked out very well. Didn't have to asphalt it. Just put the T-base, the grindings from the road down. Have the trucks and stuff drive over them. They smooth it out. And it becomes like asphalt.
T-base.
Not everybody can do it. Yeah. All right. Tommy the K from the Money Pit. Check out the podcast and the newsletter there. 59 past.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.